Hey, girl.
Did you see the random bag of popcorn over there?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm so pumped.
Cuz this year, like,
I actually
this year is gonna do so well.
My company, I call, like,
Did you see the
after the transplant
I'm
of,
not laughing
like,
at you, don't worry.
I can't even.
I'm laughing at Marina.
I think I
You
should
can.
take
I would
off.
be offended. Everybody else can offend. I think that's pretty rude, so I'm not
Well,
gonna.
the kid
What
is
happened?
a president,
Did
and
you
he always
bronze?
has,
Oh,
like,
right there. Bam.
a block
What?
I never bronze.
I just took a blood drive and then, like, stored them away. What is a refreshing therapy course in chemistry?
All
right. For possibly the first time this year, we'll call this meeting to order at 6:00 PM.
Thank you.
Despite all the reminders from Vice President Bannister. No one's paying any attention, so that's great.
Huh?
She had the 5:59 time stamp flashing in front of her. So to the future exec, know that all your meetings will start promptly 5 minutes before they're supposed to. All right. Before we begin, may I remind you all of the oath that you have taken? We would like to acknowledge that our university and our students' union are located on Treaty 6 territory. We are grateful to be on Dene, Cree, Saulteaux, Métis, Blackfoot, and Nakota Sioux territory, specifically the ancestral space of the Papuasetic Cree. These nations are our family, friends, faculty, staff, students, and peers. As members of the University of Alberta Students' Union, we honor the nation-to-nation treaty relationship. We aspire for our learning, research, teaching, and governance to acknowledge continuing colonial violence and respect indigenous knowledges and traditions. Excuse me. Next meeting of Students' Council will take place right back here on Tuesday, March 28th, 2017, at 6 PM in council chambers. Another reminder, you'll find these handy council scholarship nomination forms up at front. These nomination forms are due at the end of the next meeting of Students' Council. So just wanted to remind everybody about that. Also, I just wanted to note, I just wanted to say congratulations to the newly elected executive, but I also want to congratulate every member of every student who decided to run in this past election. Think it takes quite a bit of courage to put yourself out there. And no matter how many votes you get, I think it's definitely a learning experience, and you can only become a better individual by participating in elections. So for those people who ran, well done. For those people who helped, you often go very underappreciated, so hopefully your respective candidates have done a sufficient job appreciating you. Maybe pizza. Just throwing it out there. Pizza, ask for pizza. Cuz pizza's delicious. And I love pizza, preferably with pineapple.
Pineapple.
All right. Moving right along here. One more quick note for the late additions. I probably wanna say that there's a motion on the main agenda. I believe it's motion 7B. That relates to information item 9F as opposed to 9A specifically. I'm sure Vice President Gosing can go into more detail on that during her introduction to 7B. But just wanted to point that out in case people had not picked that up. So we'll take attendance very quickly, and then we'll move along to the rest of the agenda. So, President Rahman, Vice President Bannister.
Oh, here.
Thank you for keeping the meeting running on time, Vice President Bannister. Vice President Sundare. Vice President Patches.
Here.
Vice President Gosing.
Présent.
Governor Champagne.
Présent.
Councilor McKinley.
Yeah.
Councilor Angus.
Present.
Councilor Datiowa.
Here.
Councilor Manda.
Here.
Councilor Larson.
Here.
Councilor Victoria Dion.
Here.
Councilor Lilo has taken a leave of absence.
I'm here, actually.
Are you on leave or are you not on leave?
No,
Suspended.
I'm not on leave.
Okay.
Suspending.
So did you rescind that?
Appeal.
Mm.
They thought you sent me an email saying you had taken
Yeah,
leave.
I didn't hear back, so I just assumed. And the CRO said that I could be here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Councilor Yim.
Here.
Councilor Designate Moran for Councilor Hammond.
Here.
Councilor Designate Islam for Councilor Alamouri. Councilor Prasad.
Here.
Councilor Prochnow.
Yep.
Councilor Nahi. Councilor Designate for Councilor Nickteyon. Councilor Hashim.
Here.
Councilor Brophy.
Here.
Councilor Christensen. Is he here? Councilor Christensen, are you here? I'm gonna assume he
We need
is
a
here
Ouija
because
board.
we called him in.
Yep, he says yes, he texted me.
Councilor Sunday.
Here.
Councilor Scott.
Present.
Councilor Kleiman.
Here.
Councilor Kwan. Councilor Howie.
Here.
Councilor Warrior. Councilor Newman. Councilor Nguyen. Councilor Mahal.
Here.
Councilor Farouk.
Honorary.
Councilor Wan.
Here.
Councilor Kim.
Here.
And I'm here, the general manager is not. So we'll move on from speaker's business. And we'll move into presentations, of which there are zero. So we will move on to executive committee reports. Do any members of the executive wish to make a report? Vice President Bannister.
Sorry, I did not expect that to come up as abruptly as it did.
Go ahead.
So some of you may have seen in the WhatsApp group, the council elections are now in full swing. Many of your faculty associations are also having elections right now. So as a current councilor or as a councilor hoping to return, it would be much appreciated if you could do the following things. First of all, there has been an extension of the deadline for some of the positions on GFC and on student council. The deadline is now tomorrow at 4:00 for those faculties. If you could advertise that position is still available, that would be great. Also, if you could help promote the voting days, which is March 22nd, 23rd for council and GFC, as well as your respective faculty association, that would be great. And lastly, we are having our first ever councilor forums. So that will be tomorrow at substation 12 to 2, as well as Thursday from 12:30 to 2:30. That's where candidates will be able to give a little bit of a pitch. I think they're then opening it up to questions from the audience, but I'm not 100% sure. So if you could come out to that and show your support for people trying to have this role in the future, that would be great. Thanks. Oh, and I was also elected. Thank you for everyone else.
Thank you very much, President-elect Bannister. Any other members of the executive who wish to make a report? Seeing none, move on from there. We'll go into board and committee reports, starting with TAC.
Right on. TAC was canceled the last two meetings from a lack of agenda items. That's about it. There has been a recommendation from bylaw for us to look over the ad hoc committees and the creation of a new standing committee's finances, as well as other few things for the Truth and Reconciliation Committee. Is it the Truth and Reconciliation Committee? Yes,
It's not
sir.
this one. That's TAC.
Kind of. I apologize, I don't know the name of the committee off the top of my head. But yeah, that will be discussed at the next meeting of TAC. Just nobody submitted items to the agenda in time for Friday, so we'll do that next Tuesday in 2 weeks. Anyway, thank you everybody. Size up.
Thank you very much. We'll go next to anyone who would like to provide an update on the bylaw committee.
Dwayne,
Oh, I guess it's me.
Yep.
Cool. All right, so bylaw did meet last Friday? Date? It's escaping me. Tuesday? Tuesday. And we went over and had a lengthy discussion on the new ad hoc committee that is going to be presented today. So please, if you've already read over it, please ask us questions. It was quite a lengthy discussion, and we can get into that more later.
But yeah, it was a productive meeting and we hope that this will become a very productive committee in the future. So yep, ask us any questions later. Thanks.
Thank you very much. We'll go next to Vice President Thatches for an update on the Finance Committee.
Finance Committee did not meet last week, so there's nothing to report. However, we will be meeting this coming Monday for anybody interested in the budget principles. They will be prepared and coming to that Finance Committee. So if you want to provide some feedback at committee level, I encourage you to come to that meeting and provide that feedback and expect principals to come to council after that. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much, Vice President Thatches. We'll go next to Vice President Bannister for an update on nominating committees.
We have not met, but the Senate applications will tentatively go live next week. So if you're aware of that, I'll make sure to post it in the councillor WhatsApp chat and you can also share that broadly with our networks.
Thank you very much, Vice President Bannister. We'll go next to Councillor Victoria Dion for an update on Policy Committee.
Thank you. So we met on Friday. We approved the updated first principles of public transit policy, as you'll all see later on. We also removed all gendered language from our standing orders. Our next meeting is next Tuesday at 4 p.m. We'll probably be pretty busy for the next couple meetings. Thanks.
Thank you very much. We'll go next to Councillor Brophy for an update on the Audit Committee.
Thank you. So Audit Committee met yesterday and we approved the Hub Community Association audit and the phys ed and recreation, so I can't remember exactly what words we're getting at, but the phys ed FA audit. And yeah, everything's fine with the things going forward as far as I know.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. We'll go next to Governor Champagne for an update on the Board of Governors.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So meeting this Friday at 8 a.m. and I believe it's going to be council chambers because we might be seeing some new faces on the board. Not because of the election, because we might be getting new board members. Also there is a GFC meeting on Monday. I believe, no, this whatever the 20th is. Monday. Yeah, okay, so perfect. It is on Monday. And a lot of things on that agenda, but specifically for the board, we'll be talking about the new mandatory student instructional support fees. A lot of stuff that, you know, if you want to read about, you can, but that's the most interesting one, I think. Yeah, if you have any questions, I can send you the agenda. There's a lot of pages, like 600 of them, so. Sorry, 214. I'm counting other committees together, but yeah, 200. Don't let that scare you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Governor Champagne. Are there any other members of council who wish to provide a report for the boards or committees? We'll go first to Councillor Andrews.
Cool. Just a quick update from the Landing Board of Directors. We have begun the hiring process for a new executive director of the organization. The hiring committee will be formed at the end of the month, and we hope to have a new ED in place by about early May. So just for whoever will fill the spot in the next year, that's what we'll come into.
Thank you very much. We'll go next to Councillor Fleming.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The First Alberta Campus Radio Association, or the CGSR Radio Board, met on the 2nd. Unfortunately, we didn't meet quorum, so we weren't able to discuss any agenda items, of which there weren't any, but we spent a delightful 2 hours talking about reports, things that were going on, finances are looking okay, and something I did want to specifically touch on was how every time in any of our board meetings or any time I'm in the station, Mel, our station manager, executive director, is always raving about how well the generator program is doing, led by Umar Salifu of Gateway fame. And so I wanted to give out a shout out to him and his volunteers, and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Are there any other members of any boards or committees who wish to make a report? We'll go to Vice President Patches.
Quick update from the Gateway Student Journalism Society Board of Directors. At the last board meeting, we ratified the new editor-in-chief for the 2017-18 year, and that'll be James. I'd like to congratulate James O'Connor.
Thank you very much. Any other reports from any boards or committees? Seeing none, we'll close board and committee reports there. And we'll move into open forum. Are there any questions for open forum? Seeing none, we'll close open forum there. And we'll go into question period. So we'll start our first 15 minutes with a written question submitted by Councillor Scott to Vice President Patches. It's short, so I'll read it. I recently noticed that Daily Grind is on Skip the Dishes for delivery and pickup. Can the Vice President retrieve information on how many times this service has been used? Vice President Patches.
So fun fact, I learned that from Council, which is wonderful. I'm happy to see that the staff of the Students Union are utilizing all the resources necessary to bring our business to the forefront. So I sent an email to the managers, management team, and Daily Grind to see if we can pull those numbers, but I haven't gotten a reply in time, so I'll bring that to the next council meeting. Thank you for the question.
That's so interesting.
Thank you very much. We'll continue with oral questions, starting with Councillor Monda.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a question for Vice President Gosset. In your written report, you discussed the upcoming finale to the Residence Life Task Force. I'm just wondering if the findings of the task force will ever be made public, or will it just be whatever the provost's office decides to act on will be made public?
Good question. So the official finale was actually, yesterday actually. And we finalized the recommendation internally, and we're still tweaking some things, but we haven't actually reached a decision on how the recommendations will be made public, just because, which is understandable, but the administration wanted to make sure that resident services staff received some information prior to the general public, just so that they don't have fear as to their job security or anything like that. So I suspect that there will be like an executive summary distributed to resident services staff first, because they're affected. And then we don't know. It's basically the president's call as to what will be made public, and we are going to be discussing that with him. That being said, I will advocate and ask for the recommendations to be made public, for the full document to be made public. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Are there any additional? We'll go to Councillor Sunday.
Thank you. My question is to the chair of the policy committee. Why has it taken policy committee so long to remove gendered language from its standing orders? The council administration committee's standing committee review report, which had the recommendation of removing gendered language, was presented to council months ago.
Councillor Dion.
Thank you for the question. Honestly, it just kind of it just slipped our minds. Unfortunately, I'm not proud of that. But thank you for bringing it to our attention. I really appreciate that. I don't have a good answer for you. I'm sorry.
Thank you very much. Are there any additional questions for question period? Seeing none, we'll close question period there. And we'll move into board and committee business, starting with item 7A, Aboriginal Relations and Reconciliation Ad Hoc Committee Implementation. Councillor Sunday, seconded by Councillor Christensen, moved to create the Aboriginal Relations and Reconciliation Ad Hoc Committee on the recommendation of Bylaw Committee with the following terms of reference. Pull some of those up. Excuse me. So the main agenda includes the mandate for the committee as well as the membership for the committee. Councillor Sunday, did you want to introduce your motion?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Okay, first I'd like to thank Bylaw Committee for helping me fix the mistakes that were pointed out when Bylaw 13 was first put forward. Basically, because of logistical and other bylaw issues, the committee could not be made into a standing committee until these issues are addressed. So, this ad hoc committee has most of the original mandate of Bill 13, but would be an ad hoc committee prior to being turned into a standing committee, basically. So, yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Sunday. Is there any debate on item 7A? Seeing none, I guess we'll go to a vote. Voting system is now live. Please vote. Voting will close in 3, 2, 1. So that motion carries unanimously with 25 in favor, 0 opposed, and 0 abstentions. All right. We'll move on to item 7B. Do you have new wording for this motion?
No, we can make it up right now. So just to clarify, may I, Mr. Speaker, clarify?
Sure, while I write up some wording for this motion.
The wording was that we were going to approve the renewal with changes, but we're going to reword it to say approve first principles, just because we did make some major changes, so they're not considered, just small modifications to the policy. That's it.
All right. So hopefully this sounds all right to Vice President Gossain. Gossain, seconded by Angus, upon the recommendation of Policy Committee, move to approve the public transit policy based on the attached first principles. Again, the first principles are listed in 9F on the late editions. Does that sound
excellent?
Right.
Yeah.
Vice President Gossain, did you want to introduce your motion?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Okay, so as you can see on the last page of the lead up, this policy, we made some changes to it, some pretty significant changes that reflect comments that were brought up by Councillor Brophy, Councillor Monda, respectively, about the UPass not being accessible to students who are already employees of the university, and students not feeling safe on transit, whether that's in stations or on actual transit. So if you look at the facts, and fact number 8 and fact number 9 have been added, they weren't previously there. If I'm not mistaken, no other changes have been made aside from correcting a comma. Thank you, Councillor Howie, for doing that. So yes, facts number 8 and 9 reflect the changes that we would like to see in terms of advocating for the UPass, or that students who are already employees of the university get an affordable bus pass while not taking a class in the summer. Number 9 talks about safety, and we do have data to back that up. Unfortunately, VP Sundari is not here, so he didn't provide us with the consent of the Edmonton Student Association to make the survey that we took as our citation public. So we can fix that later. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Vice President Gossain. Is there any debate on item 7B? Yes, Councillor Fleming, go ahead.
I'd like to move to amend and accept the changes.
Let's wait for some debate before we make an amendment.
Okay.
But seeing as okay, we'll go to you, Councillor Sunday. We'll get you right after. Go ahead, Councillor Sundays.
Just under fact 9, it says that students often feel unsafe using public transit. I was just wondering why an additional resolution wasn't created to address this.
Thank you very much, Councillor Sunday. We'll go to Councillor Designate Moran. Go ahead.
This is an additional comment. I'm just wondering if you could clarify on the number 7 where it says should be able to obtain a spring summer review pass when you sign up for spring summer courses. I'm unaware if there's an opt-out option with wording there maybe. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Councilor Flambe, do you wanna make your amendment now?
Sure.
Alright, go ahead.
I sent you the proposed changes a little bit ago.
Alright. So points six and seven are removed. Point five, smart card is replaced with smart fare. Points 10 and 11 are added on the fax portion. Point two on resolutions is deleted. Smart card is once again replaced by smart fare in points 4 and 5. And then points 7 and 8 are added. Have you shared this with everybody?
No, I can do that right now.
Okay. Is there a seconder for this motion? To amend?
I'll second it.
Councilor Brophy? Alright. So just before Councilor Flambe introduces, we'll get to
What's the easiest way to do that? Does council add that to you? Does that go to everybody right away?
It should, yeah.
Yeah.
Just wanting to make sure, has everyone been receiving, like did everyone receive Mercy's last email with late additions? Make sure. Alright. So everyone should have that in their inbox. Councilor Flambe, do you want to introduce your edits?
Sure.
Go ahead.
So it does look like some fairly substantial changes when in reality it's not too big a deal. I would have loved to have made this meeting, but I found out about it too late. In the fax under five and then under resolutions 4 and 5, smart fare does replace smart card because it is a significant difference. Down near the bottom, there is a link under the supplement section that links to the ETS website that does explain the difference. Advocating for a smart card technology would be advocating for an antiquated piece of technology nowadays. It would be like asking for chip technology when tap is kind of the newest, latest, greatest thing. Resolution or facts 6 and 7 discuss it for spring and summer UPass if you're in at least 1-3 credit class. Resolution 2 also discusses that. Down near the bottom, again, under supplement, spring and summer tuition and fees. Anybody taking at least one class should already have that. So we no longer should have to spend time and effort, I guess, advocating it because we already have it. Resolution 10 was added in because I've heard from a lot of students, particularly in the English language program, bridging program, extension students who currently cannot get the UPass, they're not included and they're not able to opt into it at all. And I've heard from a lot of people that they would like to. Fact 11 is the converse of that, where there are some people who live on campus or live outside the municipal boundaries, where it would be extremely inconvenient for them to have to drive to a transit center in Sherwood Park or a park and ride in Leduc to some of these newer communities where we recently extended to last year. Resolution 7, or 6, adds in students union employees for students union employees who may not be enrolled in class, so that we could push for membership in the ETS at Work program. This may end up being a operational policy change, but at least this kind of gives some weight behind those advocacy measures as well. Resolution 7 advocates for the inclusion of students who may wish to join the UPass who can't get it. And resolution 8 is to advocate for students that may not need it, but still keeping it mandatory for students who are within student the included areas and just choose to drive. That's a choice for them, and so they should still be included under the mandatory part. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there any debate on the amendment? We'll start with Vice President Gosain.
I wanted to move to take this back to committee because while the changes are very positive and a lot of them I'm sure we'd be happy to make, I think we should have that discussion at committee just because there are a lot of points that need clarification that we missed and we'd love to have Councillor Flynn's input on them. So I don't know if this timing is right because we were discussing the amendment, but you can tell us.
Makes things complicated because we're on the amendment as opposed to the main motion. So perhaps we'll wait for that motion until we complete with the amendment. If council wishes, they can just unanimously choose to rescind the motion to amend, and then we can entertain a motion to refer this back to committee, but that's up to you folks, it's not up to me. So before we get to that motion, let's continue with the debate for this particular motion. So we'll continue on the speaker's list with Vice President Patches. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that if Councillor Flynn agrees with Vice President Gosain, we can just rescind the amendment and we can just make the motion to put it back in committee. Mm-hmm. Make things much simpler.
Sound good? Is anyone opposed to rescinding the amendment? It has to be unanimous. All right. So we'll do away with the amendment and go back to Councillor Flynn.
I move to refer this back to policy committee.
Is there a seconder for this motion? We'll go with Vice President Patches. Just to make sure we do this by the book. It is debatable, it is amendable, and requires just a simple majority. Did you want to introduce your motion to refer this back to committee, Councilor Flynn?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So apparently my amendment was more sweeping than I thought. And I would like to provide input at the next policy meeting. So I would like to refer this back to policy so I would get that chance. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there any debate on the motion to refer this back to policy committee? Yes, Councillor Brophy.
Yeah. The one thing that has me a bit leery with that is how many council meetings are there? Because like, don't we have to... Okay, there's still two council meetings? Okay, a few. Okay, yeah, cool. That's perfect then.
There are still two meetings left. Any further debates on the motion to refer this back to committee? Seeing none, we'll take that to a quick vote here. Please vote now, the voting system is live. Voting will close in 3, 2, 1. So that motion carries with 24 in favor, 0 abstentions and 2 opposed. So that will be referred back to policy committee. And sorry, just a quick correction on item 7A. So that motion did still carry unanimously, but as opposed to the 26 votes that was received, it was 27 because Councillor Christensen's vote was not counted in that 26. All right, so that wraps up board and committee business. We'll move on to general orders, starting with item 8A from the main agenda. Gosain moves that Students' Council support the letter of understanding between the Students' Union and the Graduate Students' Association for Residence Association fee collection. Is there a seconder for this motion? Councillor Mahal? Vice President Gosain, would you like to introduce your motion?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Okay, so in short, this is basically the step to solving the issue of resident association fee collection forever, hopefully. So after consultation with Councillor Brophy and Councillor Christensen, as for their roles on bylaw and audit, because this letter does affect bylaw and audit, President Roman and I drafted this with the general manager as well as the Graduate Student Association. I'd just like to clarify that today we're seeking support for this letter, but that does not mean that any changes to bylaw or audit committee are, you know, immediate or urgent. So bylaw committee and audit committee would have time until August to make any changes should this letter be supported. So what this letter aims to do is basically ensure that resident associations have the most money that they could get, which means getting money from also graduate students. Because this year, since it was only the SU that approved resident association fees at the Board of Governors, resident associations only, we only have the authority to collect money from undergraduate students. So the GSA doesn't have an audit committee. They don't have an infrastructure to oversee funds that would be distributed to associations. So basically what we're asking is for them to use our infrastructure. And so they would be representatives of the GSA, like a GSA executive or a member of their council on audit committee. And we would decide on the proportionality of that. And what I mean by that is that some residences are, you know, mostly grad students, some of them are mixed, but we just want to ensure that undergraduate students or our counselors don't have complete authority over, for example, fees in Michener Park. That wouldn't make sense because it's mostly grad students. So audit committee and bylaw would have, you know, full liberty to discuss how they would like to make these changes. And it will be tricky because the numbers change from year to year, and so that would be also a discussion from audit committee. And I'd like to thank Councillor Brophy for bringing that to our attention. But today we're just kind of seeking support for this in principle, and so not anything in detail. Yeah, thanks so much, and I welcome questions. I know that wrapping our heads around this can be a little tricky.
Thank you very much, Vice President Gossain. Is there any debate on item 8A? Seeing none, we'll go to a vote. So again, the motion is Gossain, seconded by Mahal. Move that Students' Council support the letter of understanding between the Students' Union and the Graduate Students' Association for Residents' Association fee collection. The voting system is now live. Please vote. And the voting will close in 3, 2, 1. So that motion carries with 26 in favor, 0 opposed, and 0 abstentions. So we'll move on to going to special order item 8A from the late editions, because we have plenty of time. So item 8A, Patches moves to appoint one member of Students' Council to the PAW Center Strategic Operating Committee. Is there a seconder for this motion? We'll go with Councillor Farouk. Vice President Patches, did you want to introduce your motion?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So I'm bringing this nomination to council today because we had one student council representative step down from their position, so we now have a vacancy on the PAW Strategic Operating Committee. This committee is essentially in charge of the, as it's an advisory committee to the PAW Center, and it looks over the medium to long-term operations of that building, as well as the anything going into it as far as the uplink. It advises on many different things, such as new infrastructure in there, renovations, operating hours, planning, and things like that. It's a really interesting committee so far. It's myself, Councillor Howie, Member Champagne, and Councillor Flanagan on that committee, and looking for one more representative. That's a very value-added committee, and they talk about a lot of hands-on things that happen in the PAW Center, so I encourage people to put their name forward.
Are there any questions for Vice President Patches before we go into nominations? Brophy?
When does this committee usually meet?
Thank you for the question. I'm just pulling it up right here. It meets about every 2 months or so. It's not quarterly frequent. And then at that time, it's convenient for all members. The chair sends out a doodle before every, it's chaired by a staff member within the Dean of Students office. And they send out a doodle poll beforehand to have a meeting time that works for everybody.
Councilor Flannery?
With the current term ending in about a month and a half, what happened, are we going to have to nominate somebody again after that?
Most likely due to new council.
Governor Champagne?
No, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Councilor Flannery said what I was missing.
All right. Any further questions for Vice President Patches before we go into nominations? Seeing none, are there any nominations for this committee? Councilor Flannery?
I'd like to nominate Councilor Kim.
Councilor Kim, do you accept? Councilor Flannery?
I'd like to nominate Councilor Brophy.
Councilor Brophy, do you accept?
Yes, I do.
Are there any further nominations? Seeing none. Congratulations, Councilor Brophy. All right, with that, I think that wraps up our business for today's meeting. Just before we get to attendance again, I know there's been some discussion about some sort of council outing after the meeting, which I believe would, I would strongly encourage this. Also, don't forget, before the end of the next meeting, if you'd like to submit a council scholarship nomination form for a particularly outstanding counselor, please do so again at the end of the next meeting of Students Council. All right, other than that, let's get to attendance so that we can let you all go to whatever plans await you for this evening. Start with President Rahman, Vice President Bannister,
here.
Vice President Sundari, Vice President Patches,
here.
Vice President Gossain, Governor Champagne,
present.
Councilor McKinley, Councilor Angus,
present.
Councilor Detewa,
yeah.
Councilor Manda,
here.
Councilor Larson,
here.
Councilor Victoria Dion,
here.
Councilor Lilo,
present.
Councilor Yin,
here.
Councilor Desmond Moran for Councilor Hammond,
here.
Councilor Designate Islam for Councilor Al-Hamouri. Councilor Prasad.
Here.
Councilor Prochnow.
Yep.
Councilor Nahi. Councilor Designate Councilor Nick Dion. Councilor Hashim.
Here.
Councilor Brophy.
Here.
Councilor Christensen. He's here. Councilor Sunday.
Here.
Councilor Scott.
Present.
Councilor Flamin. Councilor Kwan. Councilor Howie.
Yeah.
Councilor Warrior. Councilor Newman. Councilor Nguyen. Councilor Mahal.
Yeah.
Councilor Farouk.
Here.
Councilor Rachel Wong.
Present.
Councilor Kim.
Here.
Man here, the general manager is not. Meeting adjourned at 6:43 p.m.